Hey, how y'all doing? I'm suspecting that this is going to be one hell of a news broadcast this time around. It's so many important things to discuss. So many terrible acts of evil have been committed against our better selves by disciples of the demon Antichrist, the Bushite. They are indiscriminately murdering the people of Iraq. And at the same time, they're saying these crimes against innocent people in London is such an atrocity. Do you see? You know, Blair and Bush, they want to capitalize on these murders, right? They'll say how offended we all are at these crimes taking place. But they won't utter any word for the concern of the Iraqi people who've had their humanitarian aid stolen from themselves and put into the pockets of a Halliburton or a Bechtel without any competitive bidding process, and they don't even get to say as a nation where the money goes anyway. Right? Bush made that decision. Remember that? You know, Bush, that fuck. Bush told you Saddam wouldn't let the inspectors in, and that's why this war got started by himself, alone, isolated. That's without reason, because that never happened. There was no reason. We had complete unrestricted access prior to a single bomb being dropped or a child being shot. Rumsfeld knew where the WMD were. He said they were north, east, west, and south somewhat. He knew where they were. You're only lowering your ability to bring about any good by bombing the country indiscriminately. Well, it's not only indiscriminately. They're attacking primarily public institutions, public utility services, denying children access to clean drinking water. Well, Armitage tells us openly he stole the money for him and Negroponte. You know, Bush, Rumsfeld, and Condoleezza Rice committed 9/11 with the help of Cheney, of course. Come on. You see what a Bushite is? You know, people figure, well, Jesus, how many people can Johnny kill? You know, and that's not what my mission here is. I don't want to kill Bushite if I don't have to. Right? Our enemies, humanity's enemies, are the news institutions that beat us down with malicious criminal contempt for your rights as a fellow human being. CBC has willfully denied our police services from knowing publicly that it's the FBI's official position that Bush's business partner, General Mahmoud Ahmad, funded Muhammad Atta, 9/11's alleged mastermind ringleader. You know, but CBC doesn't want, neither does the BBC want, or CNN want you to follow the crime scene leads or demand that you have a right to know, to form your own conclusions. They don't want you to have that right. So they'll deny with willful contempt for your life as a human being, deny you the right to learn that Bush had the whole invasion of Afghanistan strategy at the White House desk 2 days prior to 9/11, worked on with the general who funded the mastermind ringleader. According to MSNBC's Jim Mikulski, you know, when I talk to everyone at the most senior level at CBC National News, I talked to everybody there. You know, they decided it wouldn't be in Canadians' interests to protect ourselves and to defend America from those who we know committed the acts of treason on 9/11. You know, Bush used no evidence against bin Laden. That was his official strategy, as worked out with the general, who he did send to the Taliban, if you remember. Of course, it wasn't on the news. And it wasn't because it wasn't relevant. It wasn't because it was central to what was going on in our world, with Bush at the helm of this colossal death machine. No. They don't want to tell you that. They're prepared to sacrifice, to die. You know, I think this is the biggest problem we have in communicating, is that You see? People don't understand that. They go, yeah, well... So I once again will beg you on behalf of God. God begs you to kill the Bushite. If you're an American, you load your gun. If you're a member of the NRA, you kill the Bushite. Now, why do you kill the Bushite? One is you know that they'll kill innocent children to serve the demon Antichrist. As we just witnessed in Iraq, they came into a town, they said, there's a terrorist threat here. Okay, but why are you asking us to bring our children around this circle with candy if you're telling us there's a terrorist act? Oh, don't think too far. So their story, I mean, it's blatant, naked evil. You know, they're in there claiming to warn them about a potential terrorist strike. So they already know they should have some concern. That's their reason for being there, they'll tell us, publicly speaking. Right? Then they go in there and immediately attract all these children and speed off. Seconds later, a bomb explodes and kills more innocent children. This is the second time they've done this. It's the Zakari crew, right? And people say, you know, your story doesn't make any sense. They heard of the bombing and these people dying. They ran. Now, here's why, if you live in America and you know a Bushite, it's okay with God to kill it. These soldiers are voluntarily there. They don't have to be there. Like Benderman says, almost says, you know, it's against the law to commit a willful criminal act against an innocent person while you're serving in the American military. Benderman should be demanding the arrest of his commanders, demanding the arrest of Bush. He doesn't go that far, but he's one of the most admirable soldiers we know of. Okay, so firstly, they're there as volunteers. Two, you know they won't kill those who torture innocent people to death as sadomasochists. You know, like this people at CBC, they're sadomasochists. You know, they won't tell you about the cluster dud landmines that blow up innocent people. See how they smile and they laugh and have fun? They don't want you to know that part, see? The depleted uranium. You know, a Bushite, to kill a Bushite is to save the life of an innocent person. And often countless. You don't even know how many innocent people you're saving when you kill it. You know, it has no commitment to freedom for the American people. Because you can't have freedom without justice. A Bushite demands that evidence is no longer a requirement to incarcerate somebody or to murder them. You know, they figure the act of murder, like the word treason, no longer has any true connotations. You know, Bill Frist can actually willfully kill American children, and Americans, generally speaking, with the Bushite, don't even think Bill Frist should be fucking executed for that. Oh yeah, that's politics in America. You know, it's like Phil Graham. He gets $100,000. Californians pay billions and billions and billions. If Phil Graham turns down that $100,000, he's gonna be out, man. He's only in there for himself. Every single politician in America who signed off on the Patriot Act, I would have arrested. And I would have tried. I don't know if they'd be executed for that act. But it's an act of treason. It's not my opinion. They didn't even read it. It's an act of treason. They got no concern for serving your interests as an American. It's going to be law. Who cares? We're not even reading it. They have this whole thing all worked out just for 9/11. It's all ready to go. You know, they're going to put people in concentration camps like Guantanamo, where, as CBC informed ourselves, you know, it's not that they did diligent, good work for our community. They had to go there. There's an invitation. They're going to look fucking as evil as ever if they don't at least show up. Right? They went there, and they said, you know, these guys are being tried what do you call this? Where the three colonels there are so fucking evil and stupid. Like, I mean, these are enemies of freedom. If you know anybody who serves willfully at Guantanamo, as an American, you load your gun and you kill that enemy of creation. Because they know these people are being tortured. They're being denied their rights for nothing. They've committed no crime. Because CBC told us they have zero evidence. No evidence. It's all fucking bullshit. So after doing that, we then have Mr. Hillier. Now this guy, where did he come from? You know, he's our grand commander, and he's not very bright. He's promising Canadian troops that he's for sure going to put them in harm's way, and Canadians in general should expect soldiers will die under his command. And the guy is a fucking airhead. Why is this situation a reality? First of all, Mr. Hillier, what do you know about Afghanistan? You know, as you should, it is the Bush administration's official war policy, or foreign policy, whatever you want to call it, in Afghanistan, to leave it in a state of chaos. They're not allowing any police officers in that country, outside of Kabul. You can't organize anything. So who are you warring? Who are you protecting there, Mr. Hillier? I can't even remember. It's more than 1,500 soldiers are sending in there with this fuckhead. What's he fighting for? The guys, are you going to be going against the heroin guys? That's the Northern Alliance. They're armed by the American military. This is who you want to go to war against, Mr. Hillier. See, look at that. Look at the level of ignorance. He thinks he's going to fight the bad Taliban. What does he know of the Taliban? Okay, we can accept you're a military guy. You didn't know shit about nothing as it pertained to Afghanistan prior to 9/11. But by now, you should have been aware. You know, certain basic things about this scenario. Who are you going to defend? You know, we want human rights respected. We, as Canadians, want to stand up and defend the innocent. Those are the people of Fallujah. You know, Hillier supports this kind of demon behavior? Probably not. He's just too stupid. He doesn't know any better. But CBC does. Okay, Mr. Hillier? We could sit down and have a beer and talk this over. Okay, but look at what CBC has done to you, my friend. He's going to leave you in the dark as an idiot, completely ignorant of the reality that faces you and our men there in Afghanistan. Now, they did the story, okay, we commend them, I should say, for doing that story, but it's over, that's it. He don't fucking want you to know as an American soldier that the guy who fucking funded the mastermind ringleader for 9/11 is Bush's business partner. No. He'll encourage you to go murder innocent Arab people, steal their money for the neocon forces, who will rob from that soldier's very own grandmother in the process. In that documentary, Confronting the Evidence, a call to reopen 9/11 investigations and execute the Bushite publicly in Times Square, something along that line. But in this documentary, it says, you know, Bush uses no evidence alleging Bin Laden committed a conspiracy. Well, that is a theory, right? See, Art Bell doesn't want that kind of discussion to take place. Why? Because he knows, as a Bushite himself, he can't keep up. Sure, he can leverage the ignorance of the American masses and get them to sacrifice their lives as cowards and betrayers to the American way. You know, as I encourage police officers from every country, you know, if you're in Scotland Yard, okay, know what Peter Power is doing. You know, he's playing an old game. You know, he makes you believe as an individual officer, all of Scotland Yard is into killing Londoners in the tubes there, right? Because you're made to believe through BBC that all of Scotland Yard's in on this killing innocent Britons so Blair can look good, telling us about how the Arabs did it again. You know, Peter Power showed in his own personage that he's not even suspicious that he not only ran terrorist drills with just a couple of people. This is the thing, eh? See, BBC, when they report on it, it's go thousands and thousands of people in Scotland, you're all involved in this. And if you're an officer who's got some doubts, don't think about it for a second. No. But truly, he's only there with a couple of guys, eh? It's just like Cheney with 9/11 and Rumsfeld. And Rumsfeld, in fact, P2OG, talks directly about how this strategy works. And I'd love to have the time to speak more on it at greater lengths, in a different time. But right now, you as a member of Scotland Yard are made to think that Peter Power, when he ran his walkthroughs, they're walking through a terrorist attack at the same locations at the same time, wants you to believe that you have no interest in finding out who the mock terrorists were, the mock pretend guys who were walking in the tubes with rucksacks on their backs. See, BBC doesn't want you to know that, CBC doesn't want you to know that, and CNN doesn't want you to know that. But listen, my friend, you're not alone. It's going to seem like you're alone. The Magic TV is going to make you feel isolated, all by yourself. You're losing your mind. But no, you're not, really, my friend. Okay, this is what evil is. This is how Bushite work. You know, they leverage the ignorance of the people. So BBC could maybe show us crowds and crowds of people who say, the Arabs did it. But just like CNN and just like CBC, they won't allow ourselves as the public to at least acknowledge what's transpired. Peter Power's group, once they found that car, they told us it was full of explosives. Now there's two reports on this. Okay, once they found, somebody said they found the car, they blew it up four times. They blew the car up. Oh, but it's got the evidence. Yeah, they had it. It was all full of explosives. Trust us on this. No. The person responsible for blowing up that car, you would arrest as an officer in Scotland Yard. You would have that person arrested. He would be tried. And you'll have to talk in Britain about what you would do with such an enemy of freedom for the British people. You know, but there's also another report saying that after they blew up the car, they took it for forensic analysis after blowing it up four times. The story isn't that it blew up by itself or the explosives in the car went off. No. Peter Power's group, the guys that he's working with, they went over there and blew it up a whole bunch of times. Don't want you to find any fingerprints in there. Don't want you to find that fifth person. Okay, and now, guess what the news was today? Now they're saying this is the same car. Remember, don't get confused with the now totaling more than 18 other cases that are almost the same cars, four guys, there's a missing fifth guy, but no, it's something else. No, the same car that they blew up four times, now, it's the day today, my world moves so fast, it's the 27th. July the 27th, 2005. It's Wednesday. Okay, today I read, I think it's today's news. Let's see. Give me a second here. July 27th, today's news. Okay. They say they left a stash of 16 unexploded bombs in the very same car that they blew up four times. Okay. Now, how is this happening? Why is this happening? Well, this is the nature of evil, okay? What they're doing is it's the Peter Power group that blew up the car. But what they did is they, through the command structure of the police officers in London, they had them sort of recruit these guys into the crime scene, right? So they had cordoned off 100 yards. They stationed police officers at different locations. They want to inform people, get the informing police officers walking around. Pretty soon they're involving like 150 officers from Scotland Yard. 148 of those officers have no idea what's going on, okay? The two guys who work for Peter Power and they work at Scotland Yard blew the car up four times, okay? Now, they're saying, look, we found 19 explosives in that same car. That's after we took it in for forensic analysis, and they're showing us photographs of bombs that weren't blown up, okay? Don't accept corporate mind control. to say, that's uncomfortable. Oh, geez, I don't want to deal with that, John. It's uncomfortable because that means they're stupid. And they're supposed to be. No, they're not Scotland Yard. Okay, that's how it's done. Rumsfeld, P2OG, this is how he works. Right? Now this guy they've gunned down, this keeps happening. This is like the third or fourth event like this. You had the guy who they said concocted the explosives. Oh yeah, okay, well you assume with BBC reporting it that way, there must be some reason. There's got to be some evidence that leads them to believe as much, right? But then the Egyptian government takes him into custody and says, okay, well you can, just like the Taliban did, you know, you can have your guy, but you're going to have to formulate how you came to your conclusion. Do you have any evidence against this individual? And what did the Peter Power group do? They said, oh, sorry, yeah, we got the wrong guy. Sorry about that. Yeah, wrong guy. Well, goodbye. And BBC, CNN, CBC, they don't let you know any of those things. Because if they did, you'd all of a sudden go, hey, well, what do you mean there's no evidence against this guy? You made an allegation that this was the guy who created the explosive to begin with. And now he's not connected in any way whatsoever. You're going to let him walk away only because the Egyptian government has stated that he's got an alibi. Do you have any reason? No, they say, no, never mind. You know, this other guy, the guy they gunned down in the street, said, oh, he's connected to this, he's connected to that, connected to this. Now, anonymously, somebody from Scotland Yard contacted some people. You know, they said, this guy has absolutely nothing to do with any of this. It's all fucking bullshit. So now, what we would do in that case, we would find out who it was at Scotland Yard who said that this guy from Egypt was connected, and this guy they gunned down in the street was connected. You'd arrest him for treason, right? Because they're making false allegations in a huge criminal investigation regarding the murder of a whole bunch of innocent British people. So you've got to recognize these are your enemies. The way Rumsfeld will play it and the way Peter Power will play it, they'll go, no, it's thousands and thousands and thousands. It's all of Scotland Yard. No. See? And to grasp those ideas, you can't. It's very difficult for a bigot. It's very difficult for a racist because they don't have the mental ability. They don't have the intellectual capacity. And that's why you get all Palestinians are like this. She won't let anybody on, just like Art Bell. You can't get anybody intelligent on there. You know, George Norrie, same thing. You see, George Norrie, he tells you, yeah, well, you know, there's something not right here, But it's not something you should get really concerned about, because who fucking cares? We're going to talk about aliens. You know, going nowhere. But yet, Bill Frist will kill your children. Bush will charge you $3 trillion to privatize Social Security. You know, I encourage Americans to get their guns loaded and hunt down Bushite to the ends of this earth. Join Jesus in condemning them to the rightful death they deserve before being allowed to deprive ourselves, another innocent family member, their life, their freedom, their liberty. They know they're thieves. They know they're there to thieve for the neocon. They know they're cowards refusing to defend the FBI's official position on who committed the crimes of 9/11. Not Bin Laden. You know, that's fuck you. Bin Laden's got nothing to do with it. Bin Laden died a whole long time ago. You know, and how do we know this? How do we know Bin Laden died a whole long time ago? Well, right after 9/11, Bin Laden claimed he played absolutely no part in the crime whatsoever. He's not connected in any which way. Please, he asked America, show him how he played a part in this atrocity. Then, when Bush refused to do just that, he said, arrest me then. Take me into custody. Okay, fine. I give myself up. Even though I didn't commit this offense, I want to save the lives of the hundreds of thousands of innocent people on the brink of starvation here in Afghanistan. No, not good enough. Not good enough. Okay. What was it? The Northwest. Bin Laden will sit at the Northwest end of Afghanistan. And you can come and get him, American Patriot Warriors. No. They're coming in Southeast, right? Okay, then the second video comes out. It's a different face, man. It's not the same guy. Anybody who's familiar with drawing or doing some artistic expression through paint or pencil will tell you the bridge of his nose is twice as big as Bin Laden's is. He ain't gonna have massive facial reconstructive surgery just for this one video. Doesn't make no sense, man. Then in the video, what does he do? He says he committed the crime practically, almost, but he doesn't really, right? That's the really interesting thing, but he doesn't. But okay, sure, he does. And the translators tell us that he mentioned 19 hijackers. All their names. He went through them, name by name by name by name. And they're exactly the same guys that the Bushite enemies of creation stated. But they ended up taking that out of the film. Because it didn't look too good. You know, but it doesn't, it's not even the same face. Like, get the fucking, see, this is what your enemies are. It's Art Bell. He doesn't want you to know that. No, Bin Laden did it. He is your fucking enemy. He will kill your children. He'll smile. He'll be a great host. Well, your children are sacrificed for no better good or reason understood. You have to make an effort. You have to. Support me. Why not? What is it about yourself that you say, I can't bring about a better world by allowing my free speech to reign? So what does this mean by supporting me, the Son of Man, Creator? And it's fucking for real, man, I'm telling you. But what does it mean? It means I'm fighting for you, man. I'm fighting for your representation to be of equal status to myself. That is what it is to be godly. You know, I'm not trying to sell it. You have to see it for yourself to believe you're worthy. Hundreds of thousands of innocent people were murdered in Fallujah, and Sattler is still standing, alive. He murdered hundreds of thousands of innocent people, children, women. He killed them for no reason. He's still walking. Why don't you kill him yourself, American? Do you own a gun? Why can't you hunt down Sattler? Don't you have the free time? Don't you believe in God? You know, Sattler thinks he's going to walk away from this crime. He's not going to be held to account for what he did against American interests by killing all these people for no fucking reason. But for to ensure more American soldiers died. They fucking really died. You know, you're going, yeah, Johnny can't kill too many of us. How many have died in Fallujah? You know, people who oppose me are fucking just... There's no greater pleasure. You know, if your brother, your cousin, your distant nephew says, hey, John speaks the truth and demands justice for our world, but I don't like him because we're going to be able to steal more and more from America if we get him out of our way. Kill that fuck for me, please. Thank you. You know, see, that is what truth is. There are very few, as I've stated repeatedly, Bushite. Like Buford Bush, bitch, Blunt. He's a Saudi. He kills American soldiers. He's walking down the street today. You fucking kill it! You see Buford Blunt, and you fucking kill it. Stephen Russell. He fully confesses to targeting the innocent to the Iraqi people, the people who live in Iraq. Hear Stephen Russell proclaim that soldiers under his command will shoot protesters, will shoot anybody who knows the benefits of a public health care system. You kill it for that. You hunt down Stephen Russell. You hunt down anybody who supports Stephen Russell. And you fucking kill them, man. Stephen Russell is your enemy. You fucking kill it. You see it, you kill it. Stephen Russell was asked, why did you just bomb to Crete? says, I'm punishing the city. We're just indiscriminately slaughtering some children, bombing the schools, bombing the hospitals. You fucking kill it for that! Don't you think Bin Laden or Zarqawi... Oh, that's another thing about the Egyptian government, right? The Egyptian government says Zarqawi is a Bushite, right? They say they need evidence to formulate their conclusions on who's good or evil. And, oh, the Al-Qaeda's attacking Egypt now. After Zarqawi kidnapped their ambassador and executed that guy, too. Oh, yeah, Zarqawi's going to do that, right? But Bin Laden died a long time ago. Zarqawi doesn't fucking exist. They killed all these children in Iraq. Look at that. Not only does CBC deprive your knowledge on that subject, that these fucking disciples of the demon Antichrist hold no misgivings over the murder of innocent children, but they'll encourage those kind of crimes to continue unabated because they're not going to support the principle of justice for ourselves committed to the defense of the innocent. So join me. What I'm going to do is free communications. We're going to kick George Norrie can come on as a guest on my program. You know, all the greatest intellectuals of America, the greatest freedom fighters, and we'll leave a spot open for Rush Limbaugh. And you can hear how fucking weak he is. And I'm not participating in this charade. And he'll hang up or whatever. You know he can't compete. He doesn't have the honor. You know, CBC willfully will sacrifice your son or daughter while smiling before letting them know the Northern Alliance are the heroin pushers who oppress women, not the Taliban. Taliban's, they had problems. After nearly 25 years of civil war, there was no government. They just formed a government a few years previous. They just got the thing together. Did you have better ideas? Did you see Bush struggle to help those people in Uzbekistan who he's given guns to shoot down as those who demand political representation? And it's quite interesting when you look at how the Taliban got themselves established. You know, what transpired that brought all those separate men from different tribes together under one political cause? What was it? Mr. Hellyer. You know, it was to protect women's rights. Taliban is Arabic for student. These were male students that originally formed the government who were studying together, and one of their sisters was raped by a warlord. So he got pretty angry over that and asked his friends at the school if they would help him get that warlord for that crime. So they did. They killed him, hung him up on a tree, and put a sign on him, written in words, saying, "This is what will take place if you harm our grandmothers, our mothers, our sisters, our daughters." And, wow, everybody thought it was a good idea. So that's how they originally formed. You know, and they'd only been in power for the short period of time. They were being criticized, saying that they're not protecting women's rights, when there was no government prior to their existence. They formed a government that hadn't been there since before Genghis Khan. So this is a new thing. Okay, now, they're liberating women. So they don't want them to go house to house to house for the UN, because you're going to put them in jeopardy. In fact, the forces that they're fighting are fighting for the privilege of keeping women as slaves. You know, that is the reality. Okay, now they have problems, and it's all in communication. They had problems. I mean, that was a world away. Muhammad's teachings, man, who are you going to go by? Muhammad says, divinely inspired through God, their holy text, man, Genesis through Deuteronomy.
So people, nobody reads this stuff. That's the trouble. Go on and on. But, and he's right in many respects. Like, look at these so-called Christians in America. Where are the voices from Christian organizations to speak against an unjust war, against a victimized people that are situated in what we call the cradle of civilization? Where's the Christian voices? I'll tell you where they are. They're in Iraq, screaming for mercy. Because American men, fuck, they don't exist, man. Yeah, well, they do. There's like a couple of them. You know, American people have to start backing some revolutionary forces under the circumstances. Unless you just want to continually die and hope it's just your neighbor's kid that suffers the next assault. So we have a big job here to do. And there's got to be a public information campaign, and it's got to be at a national level. It's either on national television or national radio. Both together would be great. But you know, CBC's not willingly going to cooperate with that plan. You know, they don't like you to know that all this money that Bush has taken is stolen money. You know, he's taken almost $700 billion out of the Social Security Trust Fund. $700 billion. You haven't heard it on the news, right? You know, I'll privatize it. Change the paperwork. Don't let people know. You know, it's supposed to be a trust fund. And the people who let these kind of crimes take place, they'll say, well, it's happened before. Clinton did the same thing. He took money out of there, too, and who knows what happened to that dough. Yeah, but so what? You know, that's another thing I'm having a hard time expressing, I guess. Because for me, the answer's already there. You know? Like Bush committing 9/11 with his buddy General Mahmoud Ahmad, closing down criminal investigations before the terrorist strike even occurred, and then trying to stop all inquiries into finding out the facts behind the case. Like, again, it's like the first thing. Like, fuck, what can't you see? What are you missing? I don't understand. It's obviously, from my perspective, a failure to communicate. But you can see, if CNN's not going to cover the issue, as that money is your money as a concerned citizen, you know, and that's not how it happened. You know, we know where the cash is. You know, there's no interest on behalf of CBC in revealing those things. Now, why? Whatever. They got problems. They suffer from some sort of a debilitating mental disorder that affects those who get into positions of celebrity. Do you remember Bush telling us he was calling for the public lynching of Bill Frist, the guy who took more than $800,000 in bribes from Eli Lilly to allow them to continue attacking undefended American children with vaccines containing the poison mercury? What kind of, you know, it's again, I'm coming back to something I've talked briefly on in other broadcasts. What does it take for an American to say, hey, you're not going to be trampled on any longer? I mean, these are acts of treason. Bill Frist will kill your child, and he'll do it smiling, he's fighting for freedom, we're ridding the world of terrorists, but he'll fucking kill your kid if it means a couple extra dollars in his pocket. Now, there's a lot of problems in this world, especially in America. The FDA has no concern for American health, you know, nor does the CDC, apparently. You know, these agencies, as the history does testify, show again and again and again that they're corrupt to the core. You know, all it takes is a corporation to pay somebody a bribe. In America, it's called lobbying. It's like a totally legitimate thing to commit regular acts of treason, selling out American interests to the highest bidder. Like, all these concepts are difficult. I really shouldn't try to get too deep with this, because I know there's very few people who can comprehend my sentence structure. It's too complicated. That's all I hear. You know, they go, you're really dumb. That's the best one, you know. They think they're not going to be held accountable. Like Bechtel believes, as disciples of the demon Antichrist, Bechtel will receive $50,000 for a contract to fix a school. They'll hire one guy, pay him $5, and that's it. It's over. Right? And that's what Bechtel does. It's an assault against God. It's just like the Armitage thing when he says he stole the cash as our enemy. Right? That's stolen money. They know it's stolen money. They know they have no right to touch any of that cash. Like Bechtel figures, Americans aren't going to become mad enough. And that's the gamble, eh? That American men, it doesn't matter. Bushite will destroy Bushite, and we see it on a regular basis. Look at the fake Jessica Lynch thing. Those that participated in that, in faking that movie, we found out later that it was faked. But through that process of revelation after revelation, more and more of these guys got killed. Now, from what I understand, they're all fucking dead. Just about. You know, if there's one or two left, maybe those are the guys that killed all the rest. But you got to see, they killed all those guys, and yet we already knew. And then think about the guy who's playing Zakari this week. Of course, the commanding Bushite forces have to kill that individual. They can't take any risks. You know, anybody who helped out Tommy Franks rob the central bank, you know Tommy Franks had those guys killed. He had to. We're talking thieving of billions and billions and billions of dollars. He would have, for sure, needed the help of American soldiers, and we can be sure that he had them executed quietly. In secret, told us maybe Zakari got him or something like that. You know? Like the guy who did Bigley. You know Rumsfeld's going to have that guy killed as his business partner. He can't take the risk. Right? So as cowards, I mean, it's in the relationship of, you know, all of life, there are other kind of reflections that are similar in tone to that sort of relationship. You know, good people, though, die for our inaction. But I'm hoping you're going to have enough fucking humanity within yourself to rise in my defense and speak in your likewise outrage at the failures of our abilities to speak freely on these matters. You know? So it's pretty cool. I'm a pretty wild guy. But we can do it, and I can't do this without your participation. Because why? You know, there's certain things, like the audience, there's so many people out here, right? People coming from all kinds of different views. You know, but there are things that we all can agree on, and that's the greatest, you know, revelation. It's the simplest thing. You got to be stupid to not realize it. But for those who don't understand, it appears as a miracle, you know? But none of us really want to be murdered. You know, this is why we want to punish those who deprive those free rights from another. You know, first degree murder is a very serious criminal offense. Okay, now we all agree to that because we don't want to be sacrificed in a likewise predicament. Now, Americans, generally their culture, they don't care. Who cares? You know, like I've said in about Manhattan, they have like apartments that rent for $15,000 a month. Rented. And there's a guy on the street who's homeless, and it's going to cost you next to nothing. They get a cot or a small room in a rooming house. It'll end up costing you less in many respects, and can even be beneficial. And it's a complicated issue. We'll do it another day. Okay, but I want some help here in realizing you'll be helping yourself too. And I'm not that bad of a guy. You know, I don't like Bushite. They're idiots. They don't have any true skills. And they really, truly, mostly don't exist either. And that's a lot of work we have in store for ourselves. to defeat the Bush regime, we're going to need some support. And it's going to have to come through our current standing police agencies. We're going to have to put a lot of effort into tracking down all this stolen loot. Okay, and we're going to have to work hard at finding immediate remedies to solve Iraqi people's immediate emergency needs. Because Bush hasn't been doing this. And Canada is just too afraid. Paul Martin, not too afraid. I mean, now that they've committed these soldiers to a hostile situation, potentially, they're like egging on terrorists. Hillier is. It's just totally obscene, man. He should not hold a position of commanding authority within the Canadian military. Thank you. Goodbye, Mr. Hillier. You know, we need intelligent people involved in our military affairs. And with Paul Martin, he's just let this guy go on his own. He says he'll do whatever he wants. Well, Paul Martin, you know, he's not so bad. Like, you know, fuck, come on, compared to Wahoo. We're not doing half bad here in Canada. Nothing like the corruption they have in the United States or Britain. You imagine in Britain, my Canadian friends. In Britain, the government has been caught repeatedly blowing people up. And they haven't been strong enough to hunt these individuals. Bushite are our enemies. They can't be honorable and virtuous as true patriots, because a true patriot would kill instantly the commander of the 3rd Infantry, Saudi Wahhabist Buford Bush Bitch Blunt. He's not even an American, and he commands the 3rd Infantry. And he tells the soldiers, go out and murder innocent people. Now, we see there's different variations on this. What happens? Different, you know, Benderman's the, you know, he's just about there. Like, he goes, I don't want to kill innocent people. Right? But, I mean, if your commander orders you to kill innocent people, kill your commander dead. And fucking grab Old Glory and wave it high and proud. You know, when your commander says, we're not going to arrest those torturers, kill your fucking commander and raise Old Glory. High and proud, defending the freedoms that every individual truly cherishes as a gift to protect, because we are vulnerable. God's amazing. I mean, I could talk about God forever, but it doesn't help things much. You know, people have a whole bunch of questions. They want to know when I get to, you know, feed them. And I get to give them all these gifts and thank yous. Tell them about how great they are. And then set them up really, really well. Okay, well, I can't do any of that shit without some fucking serious fucking support, man. You people have to lend me your time to listen to my grand plan here.
I come in, Lord, I'm gonna be a son of a gun. Don't make pretty women jump and shout. No, I'm gonna know that then. That's what it's all about. You know, it's gonna be him. My body knows it's here. Blackhead bone, I got a mojo too. Watch on a kangaroo, you know all you wanna mess with you. Won't let you go, lay me by my hand, and what's gonna know? I'm no chick of your man, you know I'm here. Well, everybody's up here. Thank you.
Okay, so what this means is we have to return all stolen assets that were taken from Iraq. Billions and billions of dollars have to be accounted for, and those responsible for profiteering will be brought to justice. You know, there's nothing more I hate. And two, historians will concur, are the war profiteers. Like Bechtel, they get $50,000 to fix a school, pay a guy $5. That's it for the day. $5 a day. One day. Goodbye. You know, those kind of actions. When Paul Bremer took, I think it was, $19 billion in Iraqi assets, gave it to the Federal Reserve. And then the Federal Reserve sent him a bunch of $100 bills that he gave to his buddies and friends there. Soldier there, the guy with your brother who's lost his legs. Did you get a cut of that cash, man? A 20 bill? 20 billion, man. Did you get a cut of that? Did you get any money out of the central bank? You know, they've made it into a private banking system there now. Fuck you. It's a stupider idea. You're an enemy of democracy. It's the people's will to have the profits generated by the bank to go into the pockets of the depositors. That's where democracy stands, enemy. Okay, so there are a number of issues, as I say, that need to be addressed nationally, and we need to challenge the Bushite with reason, with language, with communication. Because a Bushite, you know, they're racists, they're bigots. They don't want to follow the crime scene leads at the real murder scene to arrest the true evildoers, because that requires intellect. That requires intelligence. And that's why we have police institutions. So as a result, elections are very, very important. You know, elections are very important. Now, what do I want to do as king of the world? I want to engage publicly. I want to bring together, you know, some of our greatest freedom fighters and challenge the Bushite directly. You know, Rush Limbaugh, he ain't going to stand 2 minutes. He's a traitor. He just is. He's got no concern about defending your pensions, your own children with inoculations containing mercury. Has he covered that yet? You know? What does he care about? You know, who cares? You know, so as a result, of course, he's not going to participate. But we want him to. You know, we want the weaker of our society to engage ourselves, to hopefully learn through that process, that they too can become literate. They too can learn about what the Bill of Rights is and learn why we all agree. Evidence must be a requirement to convince ourselves of something, particularly another's guilt. For a criminal offense, we're going to deprive their rights through our authority.
What was your comment for Randy?
I was just going to... I'd actually spoken to a gentleman a few minutes ago, but I was going to... Yeah, I was going to bring up CNN when they did the polls on Gore and Bush in the election campaign. Freely confessed, and they even had a show talking about the subject itself, stated to make sure the polls were fair, they would ensure that half of the people polled were Bush supporters and half...
The thing I care about most is don't forget, ProFlowers.com. 1-800-PRO-FLOWERS.
Tonight, very briefly, what were you saying about polls?
To ensure they're done fair, some groups will, for the example I was going to use is Bush and Gore, they would ensure that half of the people they're polling are Bush supporters, and the reason they do that is to ensure that the poll is fair. So it's understanding, you know, what's going on there. Of course, the answer to the poll will be 50-50, generally speaking, 49-51.
I'm sorry, John. We're not going to get you today, but call again, okay? Thanks for listening.
Well, thank you for participating in this broadcast. I beg you to please send this off to people you know in any police service or in the military particularly. You know, I want the whole world to realize, CBC, CNN, BBC, these senior news managers will kill you. They will murder your family and do it with some of the greatest entertainment scheduling imaginable. They will kill you. They will kill. CBC will send our soldiers out to die as the bad guys. They're not telling them zilch, zero, nothing. Nothing on the news at all about their position in Afghanistan and what they're doing. Nothing. They're going to send your kid to die for Bush in Afghanistan. They'll let Bush escape the Patriot's wrath for the crime he and his demon cabal of war criminals committed against God's interests on 9/11 in Afghanistan and in Iraq. We want these people to be brought to justice. We have to make a demand as the human species. We must demand this, that all broadcast radio stations allow an hour per 24-hour period of completely open line communication. You can talk about whatever you want, ice cream, hockey, whatever. There has to be open communications, because if we don't fight for this privilege, CNN and CBC and their terrorist experts are going to continually work to deprive yourself equal representation when it comes to exercising our authority to defend ourselves as the worthy to be heard from. CBC has not allowed anything about General Mahmoud Ahmad. They've offered nothing to the Canadian audience. And yet they'll send our children out to die. To die. Do not let them do this. Do not let them do this.